There's good news for the burn patients with the official opening of the Wits Roy McAlpine Burns unit earlier today. The unit is situated at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital, and a 100 million donation enabled the expansion of the facility. On the line, we welcome Director of the Wits Roy McAlpine Burns unit, Professor Adeline Munganza. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Prof. Thank you very much for joining us. Prof, is this the only public burns facility in Gauteng?
There are some burns facilities, but this is the only advanced public burns center in the Gauteng. And there are not many as well in the country. I think there are only three in the country so far.
Yes. So how many patients will you be able to treat at the facility manually? Annually?
Yes. Annually, we do see around 1,000 patients with burns. And those patients, actually, they've got severe burns. It doesn't mean that we have only 1,000 around the counting. It's more than that. We don't have enough bed to admit all the patients coming with burns. Some, they remain in a district hospital, and unfortunately, we have a limited number of beds. And maybe that's why, if I can anticipate your question, why we are doing this launch of the Roy McAlpine Burns Unit today, because this donation allow an extension, an increase of a number of bed and the theater, operating theater. Yes.
In terms of, you know, the patients that it will be treating, you know, how many patients will you be able to treat, and will it be only for South Africans, or, you know, is it for all?
Yes. So far, it's for South Africans. You know, it's a public sector. Usually we don't treat foreign patients who are private patients, unless if they are patients who are resident here in South Africa. Time to time, we do get some requests of patients from outside South Africa to be treated at a burn center. In that case, they come as a private patient, but through the management, it must be an agreement by the management. It doesn't happen often. It can happen maybe once a year. But 99% of our patients are originally from South Africa.
So what does it mean for, you know, those who are foreigners in South Africa, living here illegally, etc.?
I know. The data I'm saying, we has health providers. We are not home affairs to go and check the identity of the patient. If the patient come to our doors, we treat the patient and we provide emergency treatment. It's not in our scope of checking the IDs or whatever. We're treating all the patients that come to us. So there is administration to check other patients. So we are not really involved in that. Yes, we see patients. Yes.
So this facility is really state of the art. You know, what type of treatment can patients expect? You know, what is it that puts this above the rest?
Yes. So there are few aspects to this unit. First of all, you know, when you have extensive burns, you have to treat those burns patient as severe burns. And it needs a multidisciplinary approach, which means that we have a surgeon, we have a physiotherapist, we have plastic surgeons, nurses, and the speech therapist. So that makes already an advanced treatment. On top of that, you need some facilities like the intensive care bed. And that way, we're really struggling because we had a really limited number of beds. And today, with this partnership between the Royal Mayor Kaplan Foundation, the government, the university, the Vetch University, will be able to admit many patients to the those facilities, the high care facility, because those burn patients, you don't see only the skin which is burned, but sometimes they do get what we call smoke inhalation, you know, because of the fumes, they can inhale that smoke product, and then it can destroy the lungs, and sometimes it becomes very difficult for the patient to breathe, and then you have to put them on kind of artificial ventilation. And, you know, those patients with large burns, they do complicate, many complications. They can go into renal failure, for instance, kidney failure, and you need to dialyze them. You need a specialist to dialyze them. And a patient who had the large burns, for the wound to heal completely, sometimes they go through many operations, 4 or 5, even more operations, and that needs specialized people to do those kind of operations. That's how this burn unit is an advanced burns unit. It is a multidisciplinary approach burns unit.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for the update, Prof. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye. Well, bye-bye. That was our special guest speaking to us about the state-of-the-art 100 million Wits Roy McAlpine Burns unit that opened its doors.